indeed. Greetings, salutations, and positive vibrations. And welcome back to another episode of Off the Post, the world class football podcast. I am your host, football journalist Nick Maitland. And today we have loads in store for you. I've appropriately titled the name of today's episode Top Ranking, because in addition to discussing world-class matters here on this platform, we want to speak about some top-ranking individuals today as well. And before we get into anything else, I want to bring to your attention the latest FIFA rankings, which were released on September 16th. And surprisingly, whether this is good or bad news, Barbados is still 162nd in the world among FIFA nations. Now, we've been in this position since September 2017, and we have not gone up, we haven't gone down. And it's surprising because the Barbados Tridents have only won one of their last five games. One of the last five, and one of those was a defeat to Bermuda, which we don't like to talk about, but we lost 8-1 in CONCACAF Gold Cup qualifying. And even then, even after that humiliating result, we did not drop in the rankings and we didn't go up, as I said before. And we are still above Bermuda as well in the rankings. So, however the rankings are tabulated, whether from games played and the points that you gather from those games, Barbados have made no improvement. So we have to look at it wholesale and really discover and really come to terms with the fact that our football has not improved since September 2017, and it is based on these FIFA rankings. So I had a short conversation with football administrator, coach, journalist, Ronaldo Pee Wee Jilts, who is a good friend of the podcast. And he explained to me what these rankings mean and why we should be paying them a little more attention.
The ranking does matter. The ranking is a reflection of rare value within the world. As you know, rightfully, if you are placed in a particular position, the eyes are on you. Let me just put it that way. You know, everyone looks at two things. Who's either at the top or who's at the bottom. If we are ranked somewhere in the middle, we didn't get that recognition. But yes, the rankings do reflect the games you would have played and the results you would have achieved in those matches. But the rankings are absolutely important because, all right, I'll show you why the rankings are important. One of the reasons that Barbadians can't play in the UK is because one of the restrictions that they have in England, that some of the bigger leagues obviously trying to attract the better players or the better players around the world, is that your country has to be right within the top 70 or 75. We are nowhere close to that.
Right.
So leagues like England, Spain, France, Germany, etc. The alternative is that you play for a club within Europe for X amount of years, that out to that big bracket, and you earn some kind of European residency, and then you can transition into those leagues in terms of earning a work permit, right? Because you know a lot of people question to be weird, but Thierry playing in Europe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Hungary does not fall. Their work permit restrictions are a bit more relaxed than in the bigger leagues, as you could imagine, because they are a developing league still. So the rankings matter if we want to have our players recognized. It also matters to so that we can attract teams ranked higher than us to play in friendlies that way, because if we play teams in friendlies that are ranked higher than us, if we get a favorable result, it means we could then push our rankings up the ladder. So yeah, they do have some importance. So I think the rankings definitely don't matter. I didn't even know that it was that long that we've been ranked at 162. So it's important to mention that 4 years I ranked at 162. It is cause for some discussion.
How do we get up the rankings?
What works for us is that we're playing in the Nations League. Well, we did play in the Nations League last time, but we were playing against teams that are ranked lower than us,
right,
you know, and just around us. So it wouldn't have affected our point system so much that we would have, you know, catapulted up the rankings. What we need to do is play teams who are ranked higher than us, get favorable results. Favorable results meaning victories, and that would gather us the points to get the standings. The Nations League helped. Because now we're in League B, we'll be facing teams more consistently like Nicaragua, who are ranked higher than us, El Salvador, Guatemala, those teams that are ranked definitely higher than us. And if we could get good results against them, victories meaning that we could then earn some points to move up the standings. So the Nations League will be a big help. And also when there's the opportunity for international friendlies to try to face teams that are ranked higher than us.
Thank you, Pee Wee. And of course, we have to continue to support our national team. And this must be our main aim over the next year or so. Get above this ranking of 162 that we currently possess. And it seems as though this ranking belongs to us. We've had it for the last 4 years. But I do recall there was a time when Barbados was ranked in the top 100 nations in the world. Our highest rank so far is 98. So I dream of the day that we return to such lofty heights in world football. But it will take us playing a lot more games than we do play, and playing games against opposition that we deem better than we are. We're not going to get anywhere playing against the likes of Bermuda. Well, maybe, maybe not. We're not going to get anywhere playing the likes of Aruba and those teams around us as well, even though they have good quality players. We have to go after the big fish. And when we go after the big fish and slay the big fish, then we will rise in the rankings. So here's hoping that we can indeed do that for the benefit of Barbados football. And as Pee Wee said, for the benefit of our players getting out there and playing in bigger countries and, you know, making more money. So before we leave this whole topic of rankings, I wanted to make you aware of the world rankings. The rankings, certainly overall in the FIFA Nations and in UEFA, and as well our confederation of CONCACAF. So if you look at the rankings, you'll see overall Belgium are still on the top of the rankings. Brazil are second. England, even though England lost the European Championship final and they lost the World Cup semi-final, they are third. They've gone up in the rankings. The world champion France, they are now fourth in the rankings. European champion Italy is fifth. Copa America champions Argentina sit sixth. Portugal seventh. So Messi is above Ronaldo there. Spain in eighth. Mexico in ninth. Mexico, the highest ranked CONCACAF nation. Denmark in 10th. Netherlands in 11th. Uruguay in 12th. United States of America in 13th. Germany, a team close to my heart, in 14th. Switzerland in 15th. That's the top 15 in the world, in the world rankings, according to FIFA. Now, if we look at UEFA, Belgium, of course, number one. England next. France, then Italy. Then Portugal, Spain, Denmark, Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland. Croatia get up there. Sweden, Wales, Poland and Ukraine. Wales ranking overall is 19th, Sweden 18th, Croatia 17th, and Switzerland 15th. So UEFA nations normally do well, and that's why for the World Cup qualifying, they have the most spots of any confederation. So we expect the European nations to be up there in terms of the world rankings. But if we look a little closely now at CONCACAF, our confederation, you see that Mexico, of course, are first. Second, United States of America. Third is Costa Rica. Fourth, Canada. We had two games against Canada. Don't forget, last year, early last year, we lost 4-1 in both games. But it's those games that are going to contribute to us rising in the FIFA rankings. So we have to get more games against that kind of opposition. And even though we lose, or may lose, it is still great exposure, especially for our younger players and that younger brigade that is currently spending a lot of their time and playing their trade in the United States of America and beyond. So Canada in fourth, Jamaica is fifth, Honduras in sixth, El Salvador in seventh, Panama in eighth, Curacao in ninth, Haiti in 10th, Trinidad in 11th, Guatemala in 12th, Antigua in 13th, St. Kitts and Nevis in 14th, Suriname in 15th, Nicaragua in 16th, Dominican Republic in 17th, and Barbados is 18th, Bermuda 19th, and rounding up the top 20 is Grenada. Looking at the rankings here, I see that Bermuda have 982.43 points, whereas Barbados has 995.94 points. So if you look at the rankings in CONCACAF, we have to play more games against these types of opposition. against Haiti. We didn't get the chance to play Haiti at the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Trinidad and Tobago, Guatemala, Antigua, St. Kitts, all these teams are pretty close to us in proximity. But in the rankings, they're a bit far. So I think we will do well to get some games against these opposition and prove ourselves to FIFA and the rest of Barbados and the region that we can compete at this high level. Yeah, I'm hoping that we can get up the rankings, because 162 is not a beautiful number. It's not an attractive number. So we have to do our utmost best to get up the rankings, because we're a top ranking nation. Don't ever forget that. Top ranking. Speaking of top ranking, as I said, our friend and contributor, Ronaldo Pee Wee Jilts, he's a top ranking official now at Kickstart FC, Kickstart Rush. He was recently appointed the technical director over at Kickstart, and we are wishing Ronaldo all the best. We know that he wants to go as far up as he can on the football ladder. I'm sure that he aspires to be a national team coach and a national team technical director. But baby steps. He's done so much in his young career so far, and we wish him all the best as he continues this tradition of excellence at Kickstart. Kickstart always associated with success and getting players out there and contributing greatly to the national team and the football in general in Barbados. So Pee Wee now is in charge of all that, and I'm sure that as a top-ranking official, he will do his best. Good luck to you, Pee Wee. Take care of our boys over there at Kickstart.
You can contact your Nation Publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503 or 04. Email subscribers at nationnews.com. Email e-paper support at nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
We have some big overseas developments last week, namely the kicking off of the UEFA Champions League for this season. And I know everybody has been looking forward to the Champions League games. And there were some fixtures last week, September 14th and 15th. And I watched about 8 of these games, to be honest with you. And I enjoyed every single one. Now, on September 14th, we had groups E, F, G and H in action. And those were some brilliant games. Barcelona fell 3-0 to FC Bayern Munich. Dinamo Kiev and Benfica drew 0-0. Then Young Boys defeated Manchester United 2-1. Villarreal and Atalanta played to a 2-2 draw. Sevilla and Red Bull Salzburg played to a 1-1 draw. And Lille of France and Wolfsburg played to a goalless draw. Chelsea Football Club, they defeated Zenit St. Petersburg 1-0. And Juventus had a stellar win over Malmo, winning 3-0. And those were the games on Tuesday, September 14th. September 15th, we had groups A, B, C, and D. These were some great games as well. Club Brugge and PSG. Lionel Messi made his Champions League debut for PSG, but they drew 1-1 with Club Brugge. Manchester City defeated RB Leipzig 6-3. 9 goals! But Manchester City scored 6 of them. Atletico Madrid and FC Porto played to a 0-0 draw. Liverpool and Milan. We always love to see Liverpool and Milan. This is one of those European fixtures you always like to see. This time, it was at Anfield, but we have also a game to be played at the San Siro. Two very historic teams, and I'm sure that that game at the San Siro will give us action galore. But the game at Anfield ended 3-2 in favour of the home side. Borussia Dortmund defeated Besiktas 2-1. And AFC Ajax got a big win over Sporting Lisbon. They won 5-1. Sebastian Haller scored 4 goals for Ajax in his Champions League debut. Congratulations to him. Can you keep it up though? I'm sure he will. And I'm sure he can. And there was a big win. Give me a minute while I try to pronounce the team here. Sheriff Tiraspol Sheriff Tiraspol, I hope I've got that correctly. They won 2-0 over Shakhtar Donetsk, and Real Madrid, Hala Madrid, won 1-0 over Inter Milan. Great games we had, and I'm looking forward to the next game week. And there's so many teams here who will be looking to bounce back from that first day defeat or first day unacceptable result. I can think of PSG. They will want to get to winning ways. Manchester United as well. Inter Milan will want to get a win in the column and try to kick on in their Champions League season. But all in all, it was great football, and we are keeping our eyes peeled on the Champions League this season. You can't really tell who's going to win it yet. It will be really reckless and irresponsible to even start to predict a winner. I think we can only predict a winner when we get to the semi-final stage and maybe the quarter-final stage prior to that. But we have to be very careful about predicting anything. And for me, my predictions are usually very, very wrong. Just a little side note. In the summer, I would have selected, or I would have picked, Manchester City to win the Champions League, which they did not. I also picked Brazil to win the Copa America, which they did not. And just by the way, I also selected the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA Championship, which they did not. Let me just share with you some news before I go, because this is the World Class Football Podcast and we give you all the latest football news. Robert Lewandowski was just awarded the European Golden Shoe. He was the highest goal scorer last season in all the top European leagues. As I mentioned, he scored 41 goals. He broke the record by Gerd Müller as well, and he was rightfully awarded the European Golden Shoe. And most people expect now that he will turn that into a Ballon d'Or win. We will see. I just saw some news that Erling Haaland plays for Borussia Dortmund, and he has so far 16 goals in 11 games this season. Ridiculous stats. He has 11 goals in 8 games for his club and 5 goals in 3 games for his country, Norway. So we have to watch Erling Haaland. I saw a video of him striking a ball at a goalkeeper, and I think he should have been charged for attempted assault, because the way and the power with which he struck that ball, oh my goodness me. So people, Erling Haaland, he's one to look for. Leon Bailey, the Jamaican, we have to big up our Yardy brothers, our Caribbean brothers. He recently made his debut and scored his first goal for Aston Villa, and he picked up the Man of the Match award, and he only played 20 minutes. He came on in the 61st, he went out in the 81st after suffering a bit of an injury, and he stole the show. Leon Bailey, remember the name. And we have to talk about Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi having a pretty slow start to his PSG career, but you never can count him out. Him and his nemesis Ronaldo, you can never count them out. So count out Messi at your own peril, but I'm sure he will come good for his new club. And a bit of word to Jose Mourinho, who recently celebrated his 1,000th game in football management. Brilliant stuff by the special one. And in those 1,000 games, let me give you a bit of statistics here. 640 wins, 198 draws, and 162 losses for 25 trophies. Brilliant career. And Jose, we hope that your brilliant career sees even more silverware. And I'm backing you to win the Scudetto this season, my brother. Nicholas Maitland said so on Off the Post podcast. Brothers and sisters, those are my thoughts for this week. Thank you, Pee-wee, for being a part of this discussion and, you know, speaking to our fellow brothers and sisters in Barbados and across the world who love this beautiful game. As I said, my name is Nick Maitland. Thank you for joining me on Off the Post, the world-class football podcast. Goodbye. If you can't be good, be great. And if you can't be great, be grateful. Take care.